These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads, and they're looking especially lively today.
Yeah, very much so. Top banana.
Challenging our resident quiz champions today are the Farmers. Now, this team are all in their final year studying pharmacy, get the name, at the University of Reading. They regularly quiz together at their local pub, the Abbott Cook, so let's meet them.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm from Swindon.
Hello, I'm Lewis, and I'm from Brighton.
Hi, I'm Beth, and I'm from Manchester.
Hello, I'm Chris, and I'm from Wakefield.
Hi, I'm Rob, and I'm from Manchester.
So, Stephen and team, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So, it's all pharmacy for all of you, is that right?
Pharmacy, yes. Yeah.
And you would then go into a shop and dispense medications, is that right?
Yeah, or work in a hospital.
In
so
hospitals?
So, various different career paths for us.
And do you watch the show?
We do, yeah.
OK.
Every day.
And is this a good lineup? Are you happy with this lot today? This configuration?
Yeah. I think feasibly they're going to win.
Feasibly you could win as well.
Okay.
Good luck. Every day there is £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers. However, if they fail to defeat the Eggheads, the prize money rolls over to the next show. So, the Farmers, the Eggheads have won the last two games, which means £3,000, as you can't beat them today. The first head-to-head battle is on the subject of geography. So, who would like this?
Oh, geography.
Quite a long way away from
it. It's not one we want.
It's going to be you, is it?
I think that's Chris.
Okay, Chris. Against which Egghead, Chris?
I'm going to have to go for Chris, I think.
Chris against Chris.
Chris. You look happy about it.
I do.
The Chris from the Farmers versus Chris from the Eggheads. To ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? So we've got two Chris's in the booths now. It's going to be tricky. Chris Hughes, train Chris.
Yeah.
Geography. Where have you been outside Crewe?
Furthest north, Helsinki. Furthest east, St. Petersburg. Furthest south, Santa Cruz de Tenerife. Furthest west, White River Junction, Vermont.
OK, perfect. So you're well-travelled.
Yeah.
Chris, other Chris, good luck against other Chris. First Chris, young Chris, non-trained Chris. You can choose whether you go first or second.
I'll go first, please, Jeremy.
Good luck, and here we go. Chris the pharmacist, here is your question. Which of these countries has a flag consisting of blue, yellow and red vertical stripes? Is that Germany, Romania or Spain?
Well, blue, yellow and red are not Germany or Spain, so I'll go Romania, please.
That's impressive. Straight there. You're right, of course. Yes, Romania. OK. Chris Hughes. At its narrowest point, St George's Channel, which separates Wales from Ireland, is approximately how wide? Is it 50 miles, 350 miles, or 650 miles?
Well, St George's Channel runs up into the Severn Estuary, and its narrowest point is 50 miles wide.
Quite right, 50 miles it is. OK, Chris the pharmacist. The Laptev Sea is part of which ocean? Indian, Arctic, or Pacific? The Laptev Sea. That's L-A-P-T-E-V, by the way.
This is quite a tough question. I'm pretty sure it's not the Indian Ocean. Then I'm going to have to go with Arctic. There we go.
Arctic, doesn't matter. It's right. Well done. Middle one is right. How did you get to that? Because that's impressive.
Sounds like Lapland.
Yes, no, I see. Well, that's fine. OK, Chris Hughes, where is the source of the Orinoco River? Chile, Panama or Venezuela?
Panama's a wee bit too far north on the isthmus. Chile's too far south for the Orinoco, so it's Venezuela.
Yes, quite right. So you've got two right each. Chris, the pharmacist, back to you. The longest interstate highway in the USA, I-90, runs from Seattle, Washington, all the way to which other city? Is it Boston, Massachusetts, Tampa, Florida, or Cincinnati, Ohio?
Ooh. I'm pretty sure I've been on this road, so I should really know. However, that's not the case. I think I'm going to go with my gut feeling, Boston, Massachusetts.
Is the right answer. Boston, Massachusetts is the right answer. Well done. OK, 3 out of 3. You guys, I can tell you're good. Chris Hughes. Banjaville is the former capital of which African country? Is it Niger, Côte d'Ivoire, or Mali?
Can you spell that, Jeremy, please?
B-I-N-G-E-R-V-I-L-L-E. Looks like Banjaville. Banjaville. If you don't get this right, Chris, you know what happens.
Well, it's Francophone. It doesn't tell us anything because they're all three in that Francophone countries. I'll do a G with this straight down the middle. Côte d'Ivoire.
Côte d'Ivoire is correct. By the way, Chris, doing a Judith is going down the right. That's what she's been doing for several years now. That's a doing a Chris. You go straight down the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Judith goes down the right, all right? So, Chris, the pharmacist, what's happened is you've got 3 each after 3 questions. We go to sudden death. Gets a little bit harder because I don't give you alternatives, okay? Aeroplanes with registration numbers beginning EI are from which European country?
I don't think it's one of the big countries. I don't think it's one of the airlines that I'd possibly try. I'm going to go with, this might be quite a long way away, but I'm going to go with Estonia.
Estonia. I'm never sure how you pronounce E-I-R-E. Is it ERA?
ERA.
Yeah, that's the country. Ireland.
Oh, of course.
Republic of Ireland. Chris Hughes. The South Downs Way is a long-distance walk linking Winchester in Hampshire to which resort in East Sussex? And if you get this right, Chris Hughes, you're in the final.
Well, the South Downs, a range of chalk hills that run out into the channel at Beachy Head, which is just next door to Eastbourne, so I have to say Eastbourne.
Eastbourne is the right answer. Well done, Chris. You're in the final. Sorry, other Chris, you got knocked out, but you played really, really well. Augurs well for your team, maybe. Do both of you please come back and rejoin your teammates. So, as it stands, the farmers have lost one brain from the final round. The eggheads have not lost a brain so far. And the next subject for you is music. Who would like this?
Do you not want to do it?
Because someone can step in if science comes up, so maybe we can gamble on Lewis.
Okay.
Are you all right with that?
You'll do fine.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
You've been clarinet. Reassured there, I can
tell.
Oh, you used to play clarinet.
He's a clarinet.
You'll sail it. You'll sail through.
Okay, who should we?
Lewis against whom? It can't be Chris.
Dave.
Oh, right.
Dave.
Okay.
Who did you say?
Dave?
No, I was.
No. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll go with Dave, please.
Okay,
tactics we'll go with are in Dave. Flux, I can tell. Yeah. Okay.
We've broken down already.
We had a big game plan, did you? All right, Lewis from the Farmers versus Tremendous Knowledge, Dave. To ensure there's no conferring, please take your positions. Well, good luck on music against Dave. Would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please, Jeremy.
And here is your first question, Lewis. Good luck. Snare and bongo are two types of which instrument? Flute, guitar, or drum?
Fortunately, I play the guitar, so I know it's not that. My sister played the flute, so I know it's not that as well, so I'm going to go for drum, please.
Drum is quite right. Well done. Dave, your question. Ain't No Mountain High Enough was a UK top 10 hit single in 1970 for which singer? Cat Stevens, Diana Ross, or Alice Cooper?
Well, it ain't Cat Stevens, and it's certainly not Alice Cooper. Queen of Motown. Diana Ross.
Diana Ross is the right answer. Well done. Back to you, Lewis. What was the title of Cheryl Cole's first solo UK number one single? Was it Fight for This Love, Call My Name, or Promise This?
Cheryl Cole's not necessarily my type of music. However, I think Promise This and Call My Name were things she sung relatively recently. So I'll go with Fight for This Love, please.
Fight for This Love is correct. Here's your question, Dave. The composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov lived during which centuries? The 15th and 16th, 17th and 18th, or 19th and 20th?
I believe that's the 19th and 20th.
It is indeed the 19th and 20th. Well done. So, 2 each. Third question to you, Lewis. Which Bob Dylan album cover shows him walking down the middle of a snow-covered New York street with his partner? Is it Highway 61 Revisited, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, or Blonde on Blonde?
I've got a feeling Steve might know this. He's quite a Bob Dylan fan. I'm going to discount The Freewheelin' purely on the basis that it sounds like the sort of album cover that would have either a bike or a car in. Highway 61 Revisited, I'm not too sure on, so reluctantly I'll go with Blonde on Blonde.
It's not Blonde on Blonde. Steve, do you know which one?
I'd have gone down the middle, Jeremy.
Freewheeling.
Freewheeling, yeah.
And that's absolutely right. Sorry. OK, so, Dave, if you get this right, you are in the final round. The main opera house in the city of Trieste is named in honour of which composer? Dave, is it Donizetti, Rossini or Verdi?
It's trying to think who's from Trieste. I have an inkling, and it's probably wrong, but Rossini's from Trieste. So I'm going to have to put that as my answer, Rossini.
Rossini's wrong. Verdi.
Verdi
is the answer, yeah.
OK.
So you're equal. How about that, Lewis? You got let off the hook there.
Definitely.
We go to sudden death. Gets a bit harder. I don't give you alternatives. Here's your question, Lewis. What nationality is the singer Kelly Clarkson?
I think she's American.
American is right. Well done. Dave, Michael Jackson's 1982 single, The Girl Is Mine, was taken from which album?
I'm fairly certain it was on Thriller.
Thriller is the right answer. Well done. Mm-hmm. OK, Lewis, over to you. Which Irish female singer released the album I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss in 2014?
I'm not sure with this. I'm going to have to take a guess. It's not even an educated guess, and say someone... Katie Tunstall. I don't think she's Irish.
I think she's right. Scottish, Katie Tunstall, actually.
She's Scottish?
Sinead O'Connor is the answer. Dave, this for the round. Which singer has been married to Patsy Kensit and Nicole Appleton?
Being a Mancunian, should know this. It's Liam Gallagher.
It is. It's easy to get the Gallaghers mixed up, but it is Liam Gallagher. Well done, not Noel, which puts you through to the final, Dave. Sorry, I was going to call you Liam there. Sorry, Lewis. You've been knocked out by Dave. You won't be in the final round. If you both come back, we'll play on. As it stands, the Farmers have lost two brains from the final round. The Eggheads have not lost any so far. The next subject is film and television. So who would like this? It's got to be a good one. Beth, OK. And which Egghead?
I'll take Kevin on.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll take Kevin on. What do you think?
I'd give it a go, Beth. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Beth. Good luck. Beth from the Farmers. Okay. Kevin, with his film and TV knowledge, please go to the question room. OK, film and TV. Beth, you can choose whether you go first or second.
I'd like to go first, please.
Which of these, Beth, is the title of the BBC show based on gymnastic skills that was first seen in August 2014? Is it Topsy-Turvy, Twist or Tumble?
I'm not 100% sure. TV isn't my strong point out of the two. I don't think it's topsy-turvy. I feel like it was definitely a one-word thing. I definitely remember hearing about it. You do a lot of tumbling in gymnastics. I'm going to go for tumble.
Well done. Tumble's the right answer. Nicely done. Kevin, in 2014, who became the host of the Great British Bake Off and Extra Slice? Joe Brand, Sarah Cox or Miranda Hart?
Not the faintest. It could be any of them. I'll try Miranda Hart.
Miranda Hart, OK. Joe Brand is the answer. Kevin, sorry. Right, your question, you're already ahead. Beth.
Yay.
What title is shared by a 1951 film starring Humphrey Bogart and another from 1976 starring Clint Eastwood? Is it High Plains Drifter, The Enforcer or Escape from Alcatraz?
I've only... ever heard of one of those films, unfortunately. I'm really not... I'm just going to have to go for the one that I've heard of before and hope I've heard of it because it's been around twice. Escape from Alcatraz.
Not that. Okay. It's The Enforcer. OK, so it's 1 point to our challenger and, Kevin, you're still on zero. Here is your second question. Which actress who's played one of the Doctor's assistants in Doctor Who appears in the 2014 science fiction film Guardians of the Galaxy? Is it Jenna Coleman, Freema Agyeman, or Karen Gillan?
I believe she plays the one of the villains, or sort of villain's chief henchman, that sort of thing. I think it's Karen Gillan.
It is indeed Karen Gillan. Thank heavens there was no cooking dimension there.
Yeah.
So, you're equal. Beth, your turn. Who is the female star of the 1954 Western Johnny Guitar? Is it Joan Crawford, Marilyn Monroe, or Katharine Hepburn?
I might kick myself this later, but I don't think it's Marilyn Monroe. I don't think she was in many Westerns. I even did some research on Katharine Hepburn, but I don't remember seeing that film, but it may well have been there. I'm going to go for Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford is the right answer. Well done, Beth. Good stuff. All of you have done well in your rounds. Let's see. Kevin, which of these US comedy series is set in the state of Indiana? Parks and Recreation, New Girl, or The Big Bang Theory?
I think I know it, but I'm just taking my time. The Big Bang Theory, I believe, is set in, I think it's California. Not quite sure about New Girl, where that is, but I think it's somewhere east. But I think the one that's set in, it's possibly called Pawnee, Indiana, but I'm not certain about that. It's Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation. Hmm. Yes, you're right, Kevin, Parks and Recreation it is. So after three questions, you're equal. We go to sudden death, Beth, OK?
OK.
I don't give you alternatives. Here's your first question. Which former footballer appeared as Bullet Tooth Tony in the film Snatch and Big Chris in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels?
I've got a name in my head, but I'm honestly not sure if he even was a footballer. But I'm not even sure if his name is right. But I'm going to go for Vinnie Jones.
Vinnie Jones is the right answer. He was definitely a footballer.
Okay.
Okay, Kevin, who plays Adina's mother in the TV sitcom Absolutely Fabulous?
The only one I can think of, veteran actress who I know was in it, whether it's the right part, I really don't know. It was June Whitfield.
Yep, all the eggheads agree with that. You're correct, June Whitfield. Sorry, Beth, he's very hard to shake off, this guy, I'm afraid. He's tenacious. Beth, who co-stars as Billy alongside Peter Fonda's Wyatt in the 1969 cult film Easy Rider?
I'm really not sure about this one. I think I've heard of the film, but I don't know. Let's think. I'm going to have to take a total whack at something random and just go for... gosh, I can't think of any names. James Stewart. Dreadful, yeah.
Not James Stewart. It was decent enough answer, but just not him. Dennis Hopper.
Okay,
for the round, Kevin. Which actress has received Oscar nominations for playing characters named Suzanne Vail, Francesca Johnson, and Sister Aloysius Bouvier?
Bit of a punt, this one, I'm afraid, because none of the character names are really, really leaping out at me. The one who's obviously a nun, possibly that was the name of the character in, I can't even remember the name of the film now, which is stupid, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to say that they're amongst the many nominations of Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is the right answer.
Okay.
Kevin, you've taken it on sudden death. You're in the final. Sorry, Beth. Sorry. Again, you pressed him closer. It's just not happening. But it could still come back to us. We'll play the next round. Right, we're coming up to the last round before the final. You have lost three brains. There's no pharmaceutical remedy for that, really, is there?
No.
If only.
I could do with some morphine, though.
The eggheads have not lost a brain yet, so unless you knock one of them out now, they're going to all be ranged against a single farmer in the final. So let's go for it now. The next subject is history. Who would like this?
I don't mind which one of us.
Which of you wants to go in the final? That's the big thing.
I don't know who's better at history between the two of you.
I don't know who's better at history. If you want to do it, go for it. If you don't want to do it, I'll go for it.
Helpful, Steve.
If what I'm doing is
good leadership.
That's definitely passing the buck.
Lewis, what do you think? I really don't mind.
Who did history like for
the longest?
I think
you should do it.
I'll give history.
All right.
Yeah.
Rob, right, you were press gang there. Against which egghead, Judith or Lisa, either of the two women?
Lisa, I understand Lisa's got a history degree, so I think I'm going to go for Judith, although I'm sure she's very good at history as well.
They do both love their history, that's true. So Rob from the Farmers versus Judith from the Eggheads on history. Good for you, Judith?
Yes, I like history.
I know.
Some bits.
To ensure there's no conferring, please go to the question room. All right, good luck. On history, Rob, all the best in this round. Let's turn it around now for your team. It'll help you if I tell Judith that you're very, very good on history, Judith, and you never really lose, ever.
Oh, thanks.
See?
He's really jinxed it now. Well, that's it.
Okay, so...
I'm going home.
Thought that would work. Rob, would you like to go first or second?
I think I'll follow suit with the rest of my team, and I think I'll go first, please, Jeremy.
I won't ask for the logic of that. All right. Rob, here's your question. What name was given to Nazi Germany's annexation of Austria in 1938? Was it Blitzkrieg, Anschluss, or Lebensraum?
I believe Blitzkrieg means... I might get a translation a little wrong here, but I think that means lightning war or something along those lines. I could be wrong about that. So, either Anschluss or Lebensraum. I think I'm going to go for Lebensraum, please.
It's not that. It's Anschluss, which means, I'm just remembering this from my German A-level, annexation or joining
together.
Joining together. Lebensraum was similar. It was about living room
living
for the
space.
Germans.
Yeah,
it's a general policy of expanding Germany to make more room.
Yeah, it's the excuse for going into some other countries. But sorry, Rob, you got that wrong. Judith, your question. Which of these was executed during the reign of James VI of Scotland, also known as James I of England? Dick Turpin, Mary Queen of Scots, or Guy Fawkes?
Oh, Lordy. I think it was... Well, it wasn't Mary Queen of Scots, because she was executed when Elizabeth was on the first was on the throne. I'm not quite sure about Dick Turpin. I think it was Guy Fawkes.
It was indeed Guy Fawkes. You're quite right. Back to you, Rob. In 1964, the UN sent peacekeeping troops to which island? Iceland, Ibiza, or Cyprus?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm leaning towards Cyprus because I believe there might have been a bit of a dispute between the Greeks and the Turks. So I'd like to go for Cyprus, please.
You're spot on. Well done. Cyprus it is. I don't know if there were ever peacekeeping troops sent to Ibiza, but that might have been
probably
connected
a bit later.
The Radio 1 roadshow, yeah.
Probably a bit later on, 21st century.
Yeah. OK, Judith, you have the chance to pull ahead here. Which of these is the commonly used title of a famous work by the historian Suetonius? Lives of the Caesars, Lives of the Pharaohs, or Lives of the Templars?
Well, Suetonius was Roman, I think, so I think it must be Lives of the Caesars.
Lives of the Caesars is quite right. So, Judith, you have two. Rob, you have one. You have to get this one right, or it's curtains, at least for you. The disastrous Walcheren expedition of 1809 saw British forces bogged down and decimated by disease on an island in which modern-day country? Netherlands, Poland, or Denmark?
I'm afraid I've not heard of that before.
Let me spell it for you. W-A-L-C-H-E-R-E-N.
I'd like to go for the noble tactic on eggheads when you don't know the answer, and I'd like to go straight down the middle, please. Poland.
The Netherlands is the answer, Rob. And that means, Miss Keble, you have won the round, and you're in the final. Rob, I'm sorry, didn't turn it around there. So we've got a rather exciting final to look forward to. If you both come back to us, we'll play it. So, this is what we've been playing towards. It is time for the final round. As always, it's general knowledge, but I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads are not allowed to take part. So we have to say goodbye to Lewis, Beth, Chris and Rob, all from the Farmers. Would you please leave the studio? OK, Steve, you're playing to win the Farmers £3,000. I know this is not how it was supposed to end up.
It's not in the game plan, Jeremy.
Not in the game. Yeah. And here they are, Chris and Judith and Kevin and Dave and Lisa, playing for something that money really can't buy, which is the Egghead's reputation built up over so many years. As usual, I will ask each team three questions in turn. They're all general knowledge. You can confer. How does that help?
Oh, it's going to be great.
They're willing you on in the booth behind, I can tell you. And now your one brain has to defeat these five, and it can be done. They know it. That's why they're starting to look nervous again.
They look very nervous.
Would you like to go first or second, Steve?
I'll go first, please.
Here we go with your first question. What name is given to a beam supported rigidly at one end to carry a load at the other? Is it a cantilever, a cantabrian, or a cantata?
I don't know the answer, Jeremy. purely because it sounds a little bit like a lever. I'm going to go cantilever.
Cantilever is the right answer. Well done. All right, so 1 point to our challengers. Hey, kids, what is the American equivalent of the superstitious expression touch wood? Is it hit some wood, knock on wood, or stroke the wood?
I think we can all agree fairly quickly that's knock on wood.
Knock on wood,
yeah. Yes, that would be knock on wood, Jeremy.
Knock on wood is the answer. Well done. Glad you didn't veer on that one. OK, Steve. Lapine is a fictional language created by the author Richard Adams for which of his novels? Shardik, The Plague Dogs, or Watership Down? It's L-A-P-I-N-E, Lapine.
I've heard of Watership Down. I can't seem to remember it being from there. So I might have just ruled out the answer, but I'm going to rule it out. And then 50-50, I'll go The Plague Dogs.
The Plague Dogs is your answer. OK. Do you know, Eckhead?
Watership Down.
Watership Down is the answer. And it's because rabbits speaking to each other.
Yeah, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, from the French, lapin.
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 Yes.
The rabbit.
Yes. In France, it's Latin, too. Pierre Lapin.
I see. OK, let's move on. Here's your question. In August 2014, Nouri al-Maliki announced he would be stepping down as Prime Minister of which country? Eggheads, was it Iran, Egypt, or Iraq?
Oh, yes, Iraq.
With a K.
So it's Iraq.
He was very biased, wasn't he?
Iraq with a Q and a K sound.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've got it now. Yes, the eggs tell me that's Iraq, Jeremy.
But you are an egg.
Yes. The other eggs tell me that's Iraq.
OK. Iraq is the right answer. Well done. So you have two, and you're behind with one, Steve, so you need to get this one right. Otherwise, the contest is over.
Yeah.
Take your time. In Roman mythology, how were Castor and Pollux related? Were they father and son, cousins, or brothers?
It's going to have to be a complete guess. I'm going to go straight down the middle and go cousins.
Cousins is your answer. It is lonely there, I know, because you've got your four teammates behind, not able to help. Cousins is right, no?
Twins, no, brothers.
Twins, brothers.
Brothers? Twins. I'm a twin myself.
And how do we, what do we know them from? Brought up by wolves or what?
Was that Romulus and Remus.
That was Romulus and Remus.
No, they're the heavenly twins in the constellation.
Gemini the twins.
It's even worse when they know it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, cousins is wrong, so we have to say congratulations, eggheads, you have won. Brothers is the answer, twin brothers, and you're a twin yourself.
I'm a twin myself.
So you were Castor or Pollux or one or the other? Or
Yeah. We're not quite godlike, as these ones.
Well, I'm sorry you haven't ascended into heaven today, but it's been great to meet you. And eggheads, you're just putting back a bit of a role here, aren't you? I can sense it. The eggheads have done what comes naturally to them. This is now a bit of a streak they're on. I'm afraid it means you won't be going home with the £3,000, so the money rolls over to our next show. Eggheads, we say well done. Who, I wonder, will beat you? Join us next time to see if a new team of challengers have the brains to defeat the eggheads. £4,000 says they don't. Till then, goodbye.